Welcome to the Place to Be Free podcast. I'm your host, Martha Blessing. I'm an energy intuitive, healer, spiritual channel, and a healing mentor and guide. I'm driven by the purpose of illuminating the potential in others to live their personal power, well-being, and sovereignty by connecting them to the truth within themselves. To explore my work or connect with me, you can visit marthablessing.com. If you feel called to support the podcast, please leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. I so appreciate your presence here, and I'm honored to serve as a guide or companion on your path. Now, on to the episode. Welcome back to the podcast. I don't often talk about nutrition on the podcast. I haven't a lot anyway, as of yet. But it's an important thing to address, obviously, when we are on a healing journey. And quite honestly, if you are someone who has really felt confused or struggled in any way with nourishing and nurturing your body with food, either in the positive or the negative end of the spectrum, and you would like to feel into eating more intuitively rather than following the diet dictocrats, as I like to call them, this is the episode for you. Many of you may know from listening that I have been a clinical Ayurvedic practitioner for close to 20 years now. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, specifically using and implementing an energetic approach to your eating and your nutritional, even actually your supplements and herbs and things that you take, right? Is they are energy. And we forget about this sometimes. We forget that something carries a frequency with it. I'm going to take it a little bit further in this episode and talk about the elements inherent in nature and the elements inherent in our bodies and how to complement those things based on our mind-body type, based on our stage of life, based on our geography where we live. They all go together. And quite honestly, Ayurveda is the Cadillac for this way of thinking and being and becoming in your body and how you nourish and nurture yourself. Before I had this information, before I had this knowledge and these tools, I would say that I struggled. And once I got this information, everything changed for the better, which is why I wanted to share it on the podcast today. Now, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I will leave some links in the show notes on where you can explore deeper into this topic. But I want to give you some of the basics and help you understand and explain why these principles can change your life. A little bit quick background into how I got into Ayurveda. I was living at Kripalu Center in Lenox, Massachusetts back in the early 90s. And I was doing a 3-month intensive training there. I lived there for 3 months. And I stopped having my menstrual cycle. Now you would think being doing yoga every day, being in meditation and stillness, being in the Berkshires and the hills in this beautiful environment, we were getting 3 vegetarian meals a day cooked for us. Like it's supposed to be bliss, right? Why did I stop having my menstrual cycle? Well, I would find that out after I would leave there. I returned back home to Western New York. And we have a small center here, the Himalayan institute, a small satellite center, I guess you would call it. The main center is in Honesdale, Pennsylvania. But we have a center here, and I had been doing yoga there, and they had a workshop on women's health. And so, of course, I went. And Carrie Demers, who was the medical director, she's a board-certified MD internist, but specializes in Ayurvedic medicine. She was doing the talk. And after the talk, I went up to her and I told her that I was having this issue with my menstrual cycle. And she said, well, you know, come in for a visit. And I did. And it was so fascinating to me because, you know, there wasn't a lot of herbs. There wasn't a lot of, like, she took some information and she said, well, this is what your mind-body type is. It's Vata Pitta, which I'll go deeper into. And I'll leave you the links for this. Sounds like a foreign language as you're hearing it for the first time. But she said, this is what your constitution is, basically. In Ayurveda, it's called a dosha. This is what your main constitution is. This is what you were born as, and you now have an imbalance in that constitution. And what she explained to me was that this vata element is responsible for the downward motion of things in the body. So it was responsible for my menstrual flow. It was responsible for my digestion. And she gave me an Ayurvedic herb and a homeopathic herb to take. And she gave me a couple of other recommendations, but nothing, it was not a big, like I had to change all aspects of my life in order to heal. Within a week, I was back on track. It was so simple and it was so easy that I really was like, wow, pay attention. There's something to this. So I started studying Ayurveda on my own. And then eventually I would get certified as a clinical practitioner. What she told me, what she taught me about this vata, and what I learned later on was these constitutions, there's three main constitutions. They are vata, pitta, and kapha. Again, I will leave some links in the show notes that you can understand what I'm talking about. What do these words mean? Well, they mean constitution, right? It's my mental, emotional tendencies that I would inherently lean to. But as I learned, I understood that they are words that describe the elements in nature. And the principles in Ayurveda, everything is opposites, like attracts like. So we want to counter when we have certain qualities in our mind or our body that show up as symptoms, like it could be anxiety, that is an excess of vata energy. And so we want to counter those energies in our mind and our body with opposite qualities. Well, what vata represents is the qualities of air and ether and motion. So like I said, it's responsible for the downward cycle in our body. What happens when vata is out of balance is this is where we see a lot of the neurological problems, anxiety. Ultimately, it can lead to immune system imbalances, but it will lead to constipation, problems with the menstrual cycle, insomnia. And it's all because of this air element and quality and motion. Think of a tumbleweed blowing down the highway. And the qualities are cold and dry and motion. And so what I did was I brought different qualities into my life, things in like my food and nutrition that were warm and moist and grounding. And so when we use the energetic principles of food in our routine, we have the ability, because think about this, we are what we eat. We are the nature and the quality of what we eat. And so it's less about the rules of macros and micros and proteins. It's more about the qualities of the foods and also the qualities of our supplements and our herbs. So many people come to me and they're confused about what to eat, confused about diet, but they're also confused about supplementation. And some people will take the same supplements, like they'll take turmeric every day, all day, 365 days a year, which is actually astringent and drying to the body. So if you are a Vata type and you're taking turmeric all the time, it's actually cooling and it's creating more of the qualities that you don't want because of that. So it's really important to rotate your foods and your supplements according to your seasons and where you live, and also your season of life. So we come into the world as kapha, as babies, right? They're soft and smooth. They sleep a lot and they eat, like, that's it. And they have a heavy quality to them. And that's kapha. Those are the qualities of cool and moist and heavy. Like as we grow up, a couch potato, that would be a kapha type person. But we enter life as kapha, and then we grow and we get into puberty and our hormones are raging, and we have all of our energy and our fire is in the external. We're in college, we're raising families, we're having jobs. Like it's very fire oriented, external oriented. And then as we get older, we retire, things slow down. In old age, we become like the little California raisin, the little old lady sitting in the wheelchair in the nursing home, and it's 90 degrees out and she's cold and she needs a sweater. That's the Vata qualities of cold and dry. I want to caution you as I'm giving you this information that unfortunately what a lot of people have done in learning Ayurveda is that they try to westernize it. And they say, well, I'm Vata Pitta and I'm this, and boom, 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 I'm going to follow this regimen. But we are fluid. Our energy is fluid. Our life is fluid. We move in and out of stages and phases in our life that dictate what it is that will balance us. So when we're older, and we're in that Vata stage, even though we might have been born as, say, a Kapha Pitta type, we're now Vata, and we need to have foods that are grounding and moisturizing and warming, especially if we live in a cold climate. If you live in a warmer climate in Florida, say, instead of New York, you might eat differently as an older person. And so these, I'm hoping you can see, there's all of these different variables and why we have gotten so far away from knowing what to eat, how to nourish ourselves and our bodies, is because no one's paying attention to this. And so everyone's on this diet roller coaster of keto and paleo and raw and vegan, and like no one set of rules is ever going to sustain us in the long term. And it's why people don't and can't stick to diets. This is the very reason and the very principles. So I'll give you an example of this. When I was perimenopausal, I came very, very close to calling the doctor and saying, give me the hormones. Intellectually, I did not want to take them. I believed that women had gone through menopause for centuries and not taken hormones, and that my body was intelligent and it knew what to do. But I was really feeling the symptoms, and I talked with one of my girlfriends and she said, oh, it's menopause. That week, I saw three different times, it was like the 2x4 that hit me on top of the head. I saw magazines and articles and books on raw food, raw vegan food and lifestyle. And I went raw, literally 90, 95% raw, like overnight within a couple of days. all my symptoms disappeared. It was what my body needed at that point in time. And I had no struggle in doing it. It was simple and I felt good. And I lost like a pound a week and I felt great. But I live in Western New York. And when the season changed and fall and winter hit, I could no longer eat that way. I actually started to feel really scattered and ungrounded and almost like schizophrenic and very anxious. And I went back to eating cooked foods and warm soups and stews and things like that. And again, my symptoms, my anxiety and things disappeared. Now, I had in my mind that I was going to eat that way for the winter. And come spring, I was going to go back to my raw vegan, my green smoothies and lots of salads and raw vegetables. And I would just rotate seasonally. Well, what happened was my father was in the end stages of his life. I was caregiver and planning his end of life care. And it was very stressful. It was very emotional. I was exhausted mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. So when spring and summer came, I tried to go back to the smoothies and I couldn't do it. I could not feel sustained with raw foods in that high stress phase of my life. And I needed to change what I was eating. So many people feel that they have failed when they start a diet and they follow somebody else's plan that tells them you should do this, you should do that. And even, you know, I promise you, pretty much every meal plan there is on the planet at one stage of my life or another, because I wanted to experience them because so many of my clients would ask me about them. And I wanted to know everything about those meal plans and those diets. So there's a lot of programs out for women who are menopausal, right? Well, that's wonderful. They're looking at menopause, but they're not looking at, is this person vata, pitta, or kapha? Do they have a predominance of heat or dryness or cold? This one woman has, you know, she sells all of her supplements. And yes, maca is a wonderful supplement. Maca is heating. Maca is heating. And so again, you don't want to have maca powder every single day in the summertime if you're menopausal or perimenopausal, because it's heating up the body, which is going to cause more hot flashes. See where I'm going with this? So just because somebody's an MD and they have the credentials supposedly and they have this program, like, it's not right for everyone. They can talk about the science, but they are not taking into account your individual makeup, where you live. You know, some women are in menopause at 45, and then there's some women who are 60 who are doing postmenopause. Like, that's a very significant difference. And whether you live in New York or you live in Florida or you live in California, it makes a difference. It makes a difference if, like, the seasonal cleansing changing, if you've been eating a lot of meats, your body probably is feeling heavy and congested. Animal proteins are warming. So the idea here with Ayurveda and seasonal and energetic is to, Ayurveda says there's no food that is off limits. It's just waiting for the right season to eat it. So a lot of people, they don't necessarily have problems or allergies to gluten or sugar or dairy, but if they're a kapha type, kaphas don't do well with gluten and dairy and sugar because it's heavy and it's like glue in their bodies. And they already have a natural heavy element of the earth and the water. That's the spring. When you think of like mud, that's kapha. And so those grains and rices and sugars and things like that, they weigh the body down. The kapha digestion is cold and moist, and it can't, it doesn't have enough digestive fire, why people have trouble with those types of foods. It's the energetic properties. Now we can counter a lot of these properties with our spices, with things like ginger and garlic. We can stimulate digestion with fennel and coriander. And nature has given us everything. We can eat cyclically according to the seasons. Like God and Mother Nature didn't get this wrong. So as a general rule of thumb, eat what is in season where you live locally. In California, in Florida, we have all of these juicy fruits to counter the heat, to moisturize the body. They grow naturally, bananas, avocados, right? They're cooling and they're moist. But we're not intended to eat bananas every single day all winter long if we live in New York. They don't grow in New York. They grow in the tropics. But because we have foods available to us in the grocery stores, 365, we've lost track of the seasons. Our ancestors lived off the land. They ate what was being harvested wherever they lived. We didn't become meat eaters until cultures migrated to the north to the cold weather. And when winter came and they couldn't grow food on the land, they became meat eaters. They became hunters. And they would hunt and they would kill and they would eat the animal. They would not waste one bit of it. And they would only hunt during the cold weather to sustain themselves. They didn't know when they would get another hunt or another kill. But they only ate those animal proteins in the winter to sustain them and keep their bodies warm and insulate themselves with fat. And then as soon as the weather changed, they went back to living off the land. And so this is what is inherent in our makeup. Like there's no being raw, being vegan, being vegetarian is not the epitome of health for everyone. I can't tell you how many Vata type people have almost had nervous breakdowns trying to follow a raw vegan vegetarian diet. They sometimes need that grounding animal protein. When I do a lot of energy healing, I eat animal protein because I need the grounding energy in my body. So how do you apply this? What's your takeaway? Your transformation takeaway? I will have a link. You can go to a website and determine, number one, what is your Ayurvedic constitution? What you were born with, whether you're Vata, Pitta, Kapha. Now we are born with all of these elements. The elements are air, earth, ether, wind, fire, and water. We are all of those things. We have a predominance of some of those qualities in our makeup. And that is our natural constitution. And then you can take a test if you're having symptoms to see where you're out of balance in your constitution and what you should do to counter it. Those are the first two steps. And then begin to really tune into how you feel energetically. How, like, if your mouth is dry, your body is dry. If you're smacking your lips because they're dry, then you're eating or doing something that's drying out your body. Green tea. I had a client, I think I might have talked about this in another podcast. She was drinking a ton of green tea for the antioxidants. Well, it's very drying and very astringent, and it was drying out her body. So just because you read the articles, alcohol is drying to the body. There's so many different elements and qualities that go into your food and your supplements. If you're feeling that your body and your skin and your digestion is oily or mucousy, then you're eating something that's creating that. Start to tune into your body. Do you feel heavy when you wake up in the morning, or do you feel light and energized? Personally, I don't do well with a lot of caffeine. I can't have any kind of caffeine after about 11 o'clock in the morning, or it will hit me as a delayed response at 2 a.m. and I will be wide awake. If you're having insomnia, lay off the caffeine. It's causing elevated vata. It's causing a busy, active mind when you're trying to go to sleep at night. Try some herbal teas. Start to experiment. Start to explore. Do I feel overheated? If you're out in the summer sun all day, surf and sand and sun, lots of hydration, lots of melons, lots of berries. Like, nature gives us all these juicy fruits in the summertime to keep us hydrated and to give us energy. It's carbs, right? Start to keep track of what you eat. Try to eat less animal products if you live in a warm climate, and go for more of the salads. Sugar is like glue in the body. I'll just say that. Sugar is like glue, no matter what your body type. So if you're feeling heavy, if you're feeling tired, most likely sugar is the culprit. It literally thickens your blood and causes you to, when the blood thickens, it doesn't circulate, which means you don't get as much oxygen circulating. It creates fatigue. It creates mental fog. Caffeine and sugar are not the answer. Not because of the crash, but because they will hype up that vata energy and they also will act like glue. Make sense? Everything is energy. Your food, your supplements, everything you do correlates to what you put in is what you're going to get out. Start to think in these terms, and it's not hard to learn. There's properties. If there's a food that you absolutely hate, there's a reason why. It's probably like, I have a hard time with cucumbers. I don't love cucumbers. They're too cooling for my body. Trying to eat a cucumber in the winter, not going to happen. And yet, here's the diet dictocrats, right? Like, have a salad. Raw cold salads in the winter is one of the worst things you can eat. But we have this mindset that it's good for us because somebody told us that it was. But that's not necessarily true. Okay. Explore these concepts for yourself. Go and take the quiz. I'm going to leave the link at banyanbotanicals.com. And they have a ton of great articles. If you want help with any of this, I do cover this when I work with clients one-on-one. I'm happy to assist you with that. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. And I will see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Place to Be Free podcast. And if you liked what you heard and you want to know more, go to marthablessing.com/freestuff.